time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, let's go.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chew and Who podcast. Little me back in town, and this ugly thing is back. Oh my god, let me put his name up there for you guys. You know who this ugly thing is in front of you. Yes, that is the great, ugly, famous Chew in the podcast.
Love my hairs.
Oh my god,
I love
him. Oh my god,
I see you.
Shut up, man. Shut up.
You shut up.
And he got me. Ooh, what's up? We are back, man. An exciting week, bro. I can't wait to start.
Great week. Another great week.
On today's episode, we got Mr. Jesse Garza in the house.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, fellas? Jesus.
Unfortunately, you couldn't make it under some medical issue. We won't bring that up.
Don't say it.
Not as he wants to say it, but
it's the name who shall not be spoken, you know?
Exactly. We don't need that shit.
We don't need that shit here.
Nope.
But anyways, guys.
But I appreciate y'all having me on, boys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Guys, if you guys are watching and you're watching through Facebook and you're having troubles trying to chat with us or, you know, comment on the show, make sure you go to this right here, StreamYard.com at Facebook Opens. Jump on that little log in there and get your stuff going so you can chat with us here in the chat room today. So we're getting closer to... Like my little sister says, Thanksgiving. That's the way my sister says it. A big shout out to my little sister, man. Someone is Thanksgiving.
She's good. She's good people.
She's good people. She's good people.
I don't want you to call it out like that, but I mean,
well, Thanksgiving, bro.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right.
But yeah, this week has been, right now, if you can hear the background, hear some thump in the background. We got Fresco going on in the background here at downtown
City of,
Weslaco.
City of Weslaco is having their...
every third Thursday of the month.
I believe so.
Unfortunately, next week is...
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. And so they went ahead and did the festivities today.
Right.
So, which is, I mean, it's awesome, bro. It's a great place to come out. You get a chance to come out right now. You're watching live. Continue to watch us. Put on your dashboard while you're driving. Watch us and drive. No, I'm just joking.
Stop working immediately.
Exactly.
And listen to the show. Forget what you're doing for an hour.
Watch
the show.
And we already got our first comments here with JJ Flores. Mup. And we got that right there.
Going on,
shout out to the cuz. Shout out to the cuz.
His good comments on there. Yeah, man. So next week, Thanksgiving, time with the family, time with the loved ones. Sometimes sleeping all day and just relax after you eat a good amount of turkey.
Wake up, eat turkey, go back to sleep. That's pretty much
the routine. I know exactly. You're going to go in hibernation next week.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Chew will be going to hibernation next week on Wednesday because we're going to be holding our last show on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, our Thanksgiving episode. See who musters up either video online, whoever comes into the podcast. So
you and Quez will be
and I will probably be here doing that one. It will probably
demolishing a bucket of chicken.
Probably so, man. The nice big bucket of chickens.
But only the skin. Keeping it classy. just the skins.
So, enough about that, man. Let's get here with Jesse here, man. How you doing, Jess?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. Appreciate that. But again, appreciate y'all having me on, man. It's been a long time coming. Met you guys a couple months back, and we've been meeting to get this done. So, I just appreciate y'all having me on.
The last time you were here, if you guys watched the shows, we were talking a lot of football, a lot of crap. So,
yeah,
that was fun.
It was a badass show.
It was a fun show to be on. But we can put that aside because we want to talk about Jesse's
upcoming projects.
I mean, first things first, just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and, you know, just take us from the beginning, bro.
Well, I was born in Michigan, Ypsilanti, Michigan, a small town out there.
Nice.
Resided in Edcott, Chelsea. Shout out to the Jackets all day. I lived there, grew up there, went to high school there. Just pretty much picked up this music thing as I grew up and started off, you know, doing covers and all that stuff. Then gravitated to original music and writing a lot of, you know, just putting stuff together as I got older and learned a little bit more about the, I guess, music in general. So,
right.
And then it led me to meeting guys like Quez off of, shout out to my producer Quez.
Oh, yeah.
We already know Quez. So,
here we go.
He found me on TikTok and reached out to your boy and you know, that was the rest is history, as you could say. And yeah, we're already working on our fourth project together and a lot more to come. So we got three singles out now, but we got a couple bangers left in the stash. So we're ready to work.
That's good, man. Oh, big shout out to our number one fan out there, Louie, I saw that you were in the hospital. Hope you're doing a lot better, bro. And we're doing this one for you. There you go. Big shout out to Louie, man. Hope you're feeling better, brother.
I feel better, man.
Maybe put it out there because I know he's going to be. Put it on the lap there. There you go, Louie. There you are. There you go. So I had a question. What inspired you to pursue a career in, I guess it would be like a hip hop music, is that what I'm saying?
I would say a little bit of everything, man. I got a lot of musical influence. Shout out to my parents, man. They put a lot of different classics in front of me, and growing up, old school country, you know, old school rock, a lot of R&B soul stuff, and then pop music as I got older, and then getting into junior high school, hip hop really big was a big influence on me. So, singing at a young age, and then I just liked something that gave me a challenge, man. It was always something that was a little bit, everything's on you in that point, you know, especially if you're like one of those. I was self-taught. I taught everything about to myself. And then it's just kind of something that you can always get better at. There's no limit to how good you can get. And I feel like I'm just scratching the surface of what I can do. And, you know, like I said, shout out to Quez again for putting me in the studio and really, I guess, just believing in the message and the movement. And it looks like we're going pretty good for it right now, huh?
And tell us what is it about your unique style that differentiates yourself from other artists? I mean, what makes it unique? What makes you unique?
I guess the variety, the range. You know, I can go from singing some country music. I can go to sing some pop music if I want to get into the bag, and I can maybe get into some R&B, some soul. And then I rap as well, man. I've been rapping since I was in high school. I picked it up. Shout out to one of my boys, Troy, who put me onto that. And I was one of the big guys into writing lyrics, really putting together, you know, structuring some, you know, big bars, metaphors, simile, stuff like that. So I think just the overall, I guess, the knowledge that I gained, and I've always been like a sponge around people that I've meet, especially in the music industry business. Around here, you don't get a lot of opportunities to learn, especially from people that are doing it. So anytime I got around people that had something I can learn from, I kind of went into sponge mode and just learned everything I could and took it all in. And
really,
and exactly, yeah. A lot of people are maybe push off a little bit on learning game from people, but every time somebody put me on game, I tried to, you know, just try to respect it and know that it's all in. They're just trying to help me build my brand and help me build, you know, stuff that I've worked my whole life for. And you know, it's worked out so far.
That's cool. I mean, when it comes to creative processing, like your writing, you know, I mean, what's the process between the writing and the music? What is it that gets you there to get your material done?
A lot of it's life experience. You know, we all have stories. I always say, you know, I don't have any tattoos, but a lot of times people say, you know, tattoos tell stories. Mine is just, you know, things that I've been through in my life, things that I've learned from, scenarios that I've read about, things like that. I try to put myself in everybody's shoes, and it just, once I'm in that mode, and especially once I find the music, I feel like that's the hardest part, is finding something that really you can really connect with and just, you know, pour your heart onto that page, or in our case, you know, our phones, where that's where I do a lot of my writing. And and I just break it down. I'll be in my office one of these days working, and just one line will come out. Like, I'll just listen to an instrumental or something, and just a line will pop in my head, and I'll write that line down. Later on, go back into that line, and that'll end up being the premise for the song that I'm going to write. So it's a lot of just random stuff. I wish I could really specify what it is. It's more just a lot of impulses, just a lot of, when you find that music, it brings back. I always think, like, when I go outside, I'll smell like the fresh air, and it'll bring back like a memory of when I was, I remember when I was a kid, I was out here playing. Just when you hear a music, it just lights up a little memory. And I just go into that, and so far it's worked pretty well in the, I guess, in the pop range. But I'm trying to mix it up a little bit. Got a little things in the chamber. A lot of people may not be expecting, so I can't wait to put that out there as well.
Nice, nice.
The beautiful smell of a chocolate going through the air while it's
Oh yeah, come on, come on now.
The searing sting of a chocolate making contact with your ass.
Oh no, 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 no. We don't write those songs.
We lost him.
Damn chocolate.
Damn chocolate. It was a chocolate toss right to him, bro.
I was about to say the chocolate came over here.
Oh, shit. We saw it, dude. We saw it.
It didn't catch up camera, but almost got it. We got Quest Black watching. What's going on, Quest, little brother?
Hey, Quest. Did you know that Troy Aikman gave me a high five?
Hey!
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Tip your waiters. Thank you. I'll be
here all night. Thank you. Let me ask you something else, Jess. I mean, is there a particular artist or an album that influenced you as far as on your musical journey?
I wouldn't say album, but I'd say a lot of specific artists. Like, I grew up listening to old school country, so my favorite artist of all time, regardless of genre, is Garth Brooks. And he's just something about the way he leaves it all out there on the stage. I was fortunate enough to see him live with my family, and the best show I've ever seen. He literally does it all for the fans, and I feel like that's kind of why I do it. Like, he was my biggest inspiration growing up, and then my parents putting all that in front of me. I mean, I really can't say maybe music in general. It's just, I really wouldn't have liked the kind of music I like, or maybe you've gone into that if it wasn't for my parents. So I always tie that back into maybe my influence as far as why and who put me on to music. But yeah, Garth Brooks, definitely. He's my GOAT. So
Garth Brooks was really a showman. When he put on a show, he really put on a show.
I mean, for that one album he released, what was the name of that one album he released?
Oh, where he was his alter ego.
Yeah, we don't talk about that one.
Yeah, that's shit. We're there in the corner.
We put that one over here. There's another one on the upper end. You know, we kind of don't touch on that one that much. So,
let me get your idea about this. I mean, how do you feel about the current state of the hip hop industry or the field that you work in? What's the impact? Does it make an impact in your music right now? Or, I mean, there's so many different hip hop artists that, you know. For me, I don't listen to it as much as I used to, but you know, I tend to judge it more now than what it was back in the day. You know,
that's the easiest thing to do is to judge it between generation.
Yeah. I mean, what are your current thoughts about that?
I do the whole. I don't think it's that fair because I used to be a really just big hip hop head and just be all you have to rap, have lyrics, you gotta have bars, you gotta have metaphors, you gotta have all of these things. And a lot of times I caught myself hating on newer artists and stuff like that, not necessarily because of what they're rapping about, just because their sound didn't match my ear or it didn't really, because if I listened to it, there was some stuff behind that, you know what I mean? So, I mean, right now it's a lot of the same kind of stuff, a lot of repetitive stuff, a lot of I don't want to, you know, spark anything, but like, you know, a lot of trap rap, a lot of this rap, you know.
They're bad, you know.
But it's each their own, you know. Like, my thing is a little bit more in this realm, but like, I have a friend named Ace. Shout out to my boy Ace. He can literally rap in any different genre of hip hop. So, you know, it just really depends on. And I got a song with him coming out as well, so they'll be able to see on a pop song. So I really work a lot into the alternative pop, rock, hip hop realm. That's more where I kind of maneuver into. But as far as hip hop, man, I like to make that stink face when I hear a Hotline and I'm just like,
and that's another question I wanted to ask you also. Can you share with us some challenges that you you face as an upcoming artist? I mean, how did you overcome it? I mean, a lot of new upcoming artists always have trouble in the way into the industry, you know. I mean, how do you man up to that?
With a grain of salt, buddy. With a grain of salt, man. I'm 30 now. I've been doing this since I was 12, you know, and it's thank you, appreciate that. And with its challenges, you know, you have the naysayers, you have the people that are like, you're getting this age, you got, something's got to happen. But I just take the little victories, man. I take the little victories as far as certain light goals, certain heart goals, certain the people that I do it for are the people that have been with me since I started this thing, you know. And that's kind of my, and it goes back to, I've had an amazing support system my whole life. My pops is my number one fan. He shares everything. You know, those parents that'll be at a comida and they'll be like, hey, did you know my son does music, and start showing all my stuff to every, you know, so it's things like that. And friends of mine that have just every day will consistently hit me up and be like, hey, how's the song going? Or when are you going to put stuff out? And then there's the people that I don't even know. And I'll get a message, and that's how Quest found me. Quest found me on TikTok, you know. And if it wasn't for him messaging me to say, hey, I don't normally do this, but would you like to get into my studio and let's get some stuff popping? That's why I didn't quit. That's why I didn't stop, because all it takes is one song. All it takes is one thing to pop off, and then your life can get changed forever. So, yeah, I mean, that's, you do it for, and then we're from small towns, man. And,
yeah.
And we don't really have a lot.
That's the next question. As far as your goals, man, I mean, what is your goals as far as in the career, in the entertainment business? I mean, what is the goal?
Well, the end goal obviously is to make it out of here, man. The end goal is, I don't like to put a box on myself or like to put limitations on myself. Because if, you know, if I did that, I probably wouldn't be sitting with you guys, you know. So, but as far as right now is keep pumping out content and keep pumping out songs, and like I said, all it takes is one to hit, and once that one hits, certain they go into your catalog and they start seeing what you have there, and just start, you know, as far as short term, start doing shows within the next year, you know, get you know, start getting on stage, and that's really where I feel like my personality shows a lot more, because I am also a performer. I love to perform on stage and feel that energy, and I haven't been able to do that for a while. So, but we're building it up. We're building it up. We got a couple things in the works, and like I said, it's only up from here, man. It's I waited this long to get these opportunities, and like I said, being here with you guys is a blessing. And so just taking advantage of every opportunity that I'm given, and not forgetting where I came from at the end of the day.
Nice, very nice, man.
And not forgetting where you came from, also move the leads to the next one. I mean, every artist has their significant fans, you know, their fan base, you know. And how do you build a relationship with them? How do you connect with them? I mean, because they're the number one. They're the guys that's going to make you or break you. That's what my. I mean, and I'll get
they're
to
the,
that.
They're the foundation.
They're the foundation, man. I'll get to. I'll expand that question in a minute, but I want to hear your thoughts. I mean, how do you connect with your fans?
Making sure they see a lot of me, you know. There's been times where I'll go on little hiatuses and I won't post, but it's cause I'm in the lab. I'm working, you know, working on music, working on new stuff. But back then it was, we had some comments earlier, a bunch of nicknames that I had. I would do sports content too, for a long time. And,
really?
Okay. I have like 30 alter egos, and that was my intro, you know. So everybody around would say Mott Van Pelt, Moppy A. Smith, Coach Mopovich, you know, like just different things like that, you know, Mystic Mop. It was always things that they would remember me by, and not being afraid to interact with them, you know. Not every comment's gonna be good, not every comment's gonna be bad, but I always say if they're watching, they're still a fan, you know. So and at the end of the day, it's all about pleasing the ones that, like I said, the people who followed me, that built me. Like, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. You know, I give all the credit in the world to the people that stood by me, who made it to where I have this platform now. You guys are giving me this opportunity. It wouldn't be there because if it wasn't for the people who like, comment, share, you know, just stand with me, whatever I do. I can do a backflip on a trampoline and post that up, and the people that, well, I can't do that. Let's get that out of the way. But they would nice support.
It's nice. Yeah, I was going to say it's nice to have that support. That, you know, what you're putting out there is touching people, and it's making a difference in people's lives. You know, it's really nice. So we get that in a little way with our show.
Yeah, we do. We do quite a bit. You know, and the reason why I tell you about connecting with your fans is because there's a lot of hip hop artists out there in all any other genre. You know, indie genre, rock genre, hip hop, you know, jazz, whatever, name it, and. It's funny because some of these guys or ladies that are in this specific genre, they try to make it out, and they have a great fan base. It's a huge fan base, you know. Yeah. It's so big. There's so many people that follow them, you know, and they're constantly listening to the music on Spotify, Apple Music, name it. They always listen to it, and it grows, you know. It gets so big. But what kind of ticks me off a little bit is that in the music industry, I've learned through time, you know, it's all about the main person, and that person is Paola. Paola, for some reason, controls everything. I mean, you can be somebody that sells 40 million records in a month or in a week. If you don't have Paola on your side, I mean, they're like the mean giant in the room that it doesn't let you get through that door. You know, that, I think something like that needs to fall already. Because, I mean, it's not fair for artists like you and other artists that are around the country, around the world, that are trying to progress, win their Grammys, win their music awards, be recognized and known. They might be national treasures, but they're never going to get that establishment because of, and I'll say it again, I'm going to try to say it, Paola. They will not allow it. I mean, and that's just the way I feel about it. You know what I mean? Because I've heard your stuff. I've been to the studio when you're doing your stuff, and it's amazing. It's great stuff. It's great.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, and it ticks me off because it's just that one
that big wall.
Yeah, that ball that's just in the way. You know, I'm pretty sure. Does that get on your nerves? Do you ever think about that?
I think as an artist, we all kind of think about it. You know, we all have that in our head. You know, in the back of our head. You know, but. I think the thing that right now, which is the benefit in where the music industry is at right now, as far as these artists, we're pushing that wall, man. We're pushing at the wall, man. We're doing everything we can. And it's not saying that we're going to knock that wall down, because I think we've all known it's been the one consistent through this whole, but through the business is that you need this to get through that next step. But we're still as independent artists, we're still going to push that wall down, man. We're going to do our best. And like I said, as long as I have people that are behind me and supporting me, they're going to be the ones who give me that motivation, that strength to push that wall down. Because if I do end up, you know, God, I hope I do make it out, and not to say to get out of the valley or whatever, but just make some noise in this business and shake it up and cause some sort of chaos in there and be like, okay, hey, I had an imprint on the dent in that wall or the.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
The hole, the crack in their armor, as you can say, because let's be real, they ain't gonna hold us down for long.
That's true. Speaking of holding us down, I want a big shout out to Hi Tequila, one of our new sponsors this month and for the next 3 months. We've been sharing the shots with guests, and you couldn't be here, Jesse. You could have been here to take some of this tequila.
You could have been sanitized with this awesome
pipe. I was just about to say that. I was good about, you know what? That just means you guys have to have me back on.
For your protection with this.
Today we are taking another one of Tequila Blanco with the white bottle. What did you say it was, Chip?
It's smoother. Let's go with that.
It's smoother. 80% proof. 80 proof, 40% alcohol volume. So I know we drank the pink one last week.
It was pink. And I was,
we're talking about the drink, all right? We're talking about the drink.
Sure.
Let's go with that. But they're telling me 3 seconds. No, that ain't going to happen. No, you're going to take a shot because I got to make this last for the rest of the month. And I got other guests that'll be coming in. Hey,
true.
Thanksgiving around the corner. If you so happen to pop in, we might be sharing a little bit of the peacock by the hill. So, Oh, yeah, and Quez.
And he will be doing that dance every time.
Quez is still talking about his sushi boat on his birthday, just to remind you, Chu. But yes, we are going to get him back.
Yes, we're going to. By the way, did I mention Troy Aikman gave me a high five? He did. Troy Aikman gave me a high five.
There you go. I just poured a shot for me for episode 165.
Is it 165 already, dude?
165, guys. 165.
Believe it or not, it's been 3 years.
3 years with this thing right here next to me. But, you know, I'm doing what I can.
I was thinking the same thing.
But salute to Jesse and all the upcoming episodes.
Salud a todos.
Para arriba, para abajo, para centro y para dentro. Woo! Here we go.
Woo!
That'll by the way, it's 60 proof. It's not 80 proof. It's 60 proof and 40%.
Wow.
Super smooth?
Oh, yeah. Super smooth, man.
Well, wait for the burn. Here it comes.
You know what? I haven't done the burn yet. It's actually really smooth. Oh, okay. Oh, never mind. There it is.
There it is.
Sanitized. Big shout out to
Demon.
Sanitized Demon. But I'll tell you guys, Apply Tequila can be picked up. Basically, any liquor store that's down here in the RGB. I know it's
Feldman's, I believe. Specs,
and I think Holiday Wine and Liquor.
Holiday also. Wine and Liquor, yep.
So if you get a chance, head out there. Nice stocking stuffers. I mean, Christmas is around the corner. Or take a whole bottle and use it for Thanksgiving, man. You know how the family gets.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out. My girl loves tequila, so I'm gonna have to get her a bottle of that.
But guys, also in other news,
a new sponsor.
We got a new sponsor, man.
Yep.
New sponsor for December, January, and February. We probably bring to you the Landmark on Town Road in Alamo, baby.
Yeah.
They are part of True New Podcast. Very much.
We were so thrilled when we heard about the Landmark joining
joining
us on the show.
You guys
yes.
haven't gone
awesome. Congrats, guys.
It's on Tower
Thank
Road,
you, man. Thank
corner
you.
Of Only Three Tower Road in Alamo, Texas.
Yes.
Head out there. The drinks. Get yourself a bracelet. Get yourself a bracelet.
Get
baby.
That bracelet.
They
yeah.
got a variety
it's worth
of beer.
It. It's worth
variety
it.
Variety of beer and wine.
Yep.
All you do is just scan your bracelet, pour in, boom. You're ready to go, baby. You are ready to go. But I just want to say thank you to them for sponsoring the show. I really do appreciate it. And always thank you to all our sponsors that we pull. And then we do these commercials for them.
Yes.
You know, we do the commercials. And Jesse, if you want to take your time off real quick, we're going to set you aside. We're going to say thank you to our sponsors right now. And we will be right back in about a minute or two.
Hang
in there, hang in tight. Here we go.
Sounds good.
Tan bueno el blanco como el cristalino. Tequila Pi, la nueva forma de tomar tequila.
Thank you so much to our sponsors, bro.
Thank you
we
so
really
much to our sponsors. Absolutely.
For everything you guys do. Without you guys, this would not be possible.
Don't worry, Landmark. You will be on the in the circle next.
Yes, the coming next soon. The, coming soon. Coming soon.
Yes.
To a theater, new you. But
not really, but
yeah, yes. Okay, man. Let me go ahead and get this bad boy removed from there. Here we go, and we've got Jesse Garza.
Still with us, Jesse. Thank you.
Thank God he didn't jump as fuck. I'm out.
Yeah.
Dumbass. I'm out this shit.
I'm out.
Nah, we're good. We're good. Nah, I'm here, boys. I'm here.
We also got who's this, Jesse? Banner Garza.
That's the number one fan. That's the mama right there.
Mama needs her tequila. You heard that?
Mama bear.
Tequila, remember? She needs it, bro.
She needs it, bro.
You gotta go buy it for her. You gotta go buy it for her.
Get your ass to right now.
Exactly. And there's one down the street, so I'm gonna have to get
it. Buy get her a small... But I know Mama wants
no, 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 no. Get the mom size one.
Not even a rat. I'm gonna sing a
pedo. Just eyes.
Yeah, man. And then I got Quez put out here. Let's go, birds. Oh, my God.
Right.
Here we go with this shit.
All right.
How
is Washington doing? How are they doing?
I don't know, man. I don't really want to go into the football scene right now. Jesse will go crazy on us and start throwing knowledge on us.
I'm trying to zen myself right now. Just keep myself, but yeah.
Now I got Adrian, are you guys saying cry, eagle cry? That'll come very soon at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, we are back with Jesse Garza here, and we're talking about all the soon-to-come success in his career as far as what do we classify as hip-hop, or what did we say it was?
We can go into it's a mix of everything. It's hip-hop, it's indie-pop, a little bit of everything. A lot of I rap in a lot of my songs as well. Just not maybe your typical hip hop, but we like to break the boxes out here, man. We like to mix it up a little bit. It's miscellaneous. Well, how about we call it that?
There you go. Quick question for you there. Rap pop. There you go. We'll call it rap.
Hey, I like that.
There you go.
There it is.
There you go. That sounds good. But when let's take it through a step. I mean, as far as performing wise, in front of an audience, is there a ritual? Is there something you do beforehand before you go on there? Te vas en bendición, or do you you shake your ears a little bit? You rub your chest. but is there?
exactly.
But is there anything in particular, I mean, that you do beforehand before you go out there and do your thing?
Well, it's been a minute since I've been on a stage, but as far as before rituals, you know, I obviously pray, you know, say my little prayer, get that out the way for a great performance. And then, you know, just shake it off a lot of times. A lot of times I'm more anxious than anything to get out there. So a lot of times I end up rushing to get out there and be like, let me get out there already. So I got to pace myself a little bit, bring myself back, put myself in a little Zen mode. And then it's just attack the stage the way I've always done it. It's more just getting myself in the right mind frame to not be too overwhelmed with the moment, but also not to take the moment for granted. So it's just, you know, being that nice little even keel to get
that it. Nice pocket, that nice pocket.
Exactly. Yes,
sir. I got you. I mean, as far as collaborating with anybody,
yeah, I was gonna.
Any collaborations, you know, that are maybe upcoming projects that we should look forward to.
Yeah, collaborations I had mentioned earlier. I got a new song coming out called Found Me with my boy Ace the New Era. We got that song coming out soon. We're going to get that in the studio, start working. I got some other, you know, just bangers that I got working on that me and Quez have been, you know, holding in the vault for a little bit, but we're going to release them soon. I wrote a song for my girl. We're about to release two. That's probably the next one.
Here we go. Valentine's Day.
You know what? Yeah, I might have to bring it out. You know, set it up for a special occasion.
Oh shit, girls are gonna be falling on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, man. No. Don't let her know that, because then I get mad.
And
I get
beat. I'm telling you the truth, guy. I mean, you listen to this guy sing, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first heard him sing, I go, man, who's Quiz got up there? You got Jason Mraz singing up there? You got Jason Mraz doing our studio. What the hell are you bringing Jason Mraz in here?
He's got a pretty varied portfolio. Yeah, so,
a portfolio vocal, man. Yeah. And, you know, when I first heard him, I was like, yeah, this kid's got something.
Yep.
This kid's got something. I mean, you just got to put it to work. But, man. And so we know, Quez and I know, and I think Chu knows from the last episode we're on here, and we're gonna step aside from the hip hop, the rap pop for a while, and we're gonna go into football.
Yeah,
sounds a little football here.
Quez, where are you at?
Let's get it.
Quez.
Well, as we all know, and many of you are watching right now, Jess is a Dallas Cowboy fan. It is what it is. I mean, I'm not gonna. I should have put this on there for him. You know, that's just me being nice.
I appreciate that. Thank you, though. I appreciate that.
But what are your thoughts? I mean, this past Sunday, if anybody watched the game, it was Dallas versus New York. I don't know what the giggles and smiles were all about. This was the Giants. But let's go back 2 weeks ago against Philly.
Okay.
What are your thoughts, Jess?
Okay. Well, before we get into that, I wanted to shout out, since we're talking football, my boys 9U YCA football team, they're going to state. I want to shout out my boy Julian, my boy Josh.
Nice.
Shout out to YCA. Congrats on a great season. And then 9U, good luck at state. As far as last weekend, football's a game of inches, man. And we just didn't have enough inches, if you want to say.
Where's that rim shot?
I didn't say me. I was talking about certain plays didn't go our way. You know, I'm not gonna. A lot of people were blaming the refs, and it was 10 penalties a piece. You know, but we had, you know, Dak stepping out. You know, a couple things that within inches of touchdown. So, but let's be real. If we're being 100% real, and this is one thing I won't shy away from saying. The Eagles are butt cheeks, bro. Like, let's be real. Those boys, they're really easy to beat. They just can't. They got our number right now. But it's okay.
Especially with their brotherly push.
Oh. Yeah, hey, it's lethal. I'll give him that. That is lethal. That is lethal. But without jokes aside, man, you know, the Eagles are, you know, they're a good team, really good team. But I can't stand them with a passion. So you're never going to get me, you know, saying anything good, anything consistently good about them. But, you know, you go to war, and they came out on top. We got a
whole time. Bless your heart for putting out that positivity.
I'll give you an applause for that one.
Yeah, bless your heart.
Bless your heart, dude.
I'll go ahead and say it for you. They suck.
Yeah, they're not my favorite. Let's just say that. I can tolerate everybody else in the division, but
that's right.
The Eagles, nah.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Nah, man. But I mean, watching that game, I was like, there were so many missed calls. There were so it could have been, should have been, would have been. I guess you can say.
Yeah.
That's why
I think the refs should have Twitter. If they would know what the hell was going on in that field.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Just
threw a flag. Hold on.
Can we watch
the replay on that last player?
And I think Micah talked about it on his podcast. He said that he's like, I think we should have more refs on the field. But then the games, I feel like, I mean, as much as I want to blame the penalties and I want to blame the missed calls. It's four quarters in football game, man, and if we couldn't be up by that point at the end of the game, and we had so many opportunities to do it,
I've always been a big proponent of like the refs should have their own stream on like NFL Sunday Ticket, so you know what the fuck that they're saying to each other. who knows what dumb bullshit they're coming up with in that, you know, that little ref huddle that they got, you know?
No,
I was looking at the cheerleader with the tits. But, you know, but what do you want to make this call? Let's call a penalty. All right, let's go.
All right.
Yeah. Third down.
And Quinn says, shut up, Chew.
Shut up.
Sean Logan.
You shut up. Hey, Sean.
In the house, man.
What's going on, Sean?
Oh, my gosh, man.
Hey, Sean, did you hear? Troy Aikman gave me a high five, man.
High five.
Yep. He looked me right in the eye and said, hey, buddy, and he just gave me a high five.
And he turned away and said, poor thing, what does he have?
Yeah. Oh, man.
It was like, if make a wish
can make a wish foundation,
make
Troy,
a wish can help to, this poor I bastard.
I can take him out. Yeah. You know, put him in the sun, he'll melt. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Man, I'm dying over here.
Jesse's like, man, this has just gone haywire. It's gone left field so far.
Well, nah,
this is high quality.
You heard my Jess.
High quality.
But now, man. So what are your plans for Thanksgiving, man, if you don't mind me asking?
Family time. Like I said, me and my girlfriend, we're going to bring all the families together, my family, her family, my sister, my brothers-in-law, they're all their families together. So it's going to be good. And Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. So I put on the stretchy pants and stay comfortable all day. You feel me? You know, so.
Dang, what?
That's the one day they can't tell me anything about being a grubber, so they're gonna have to just let me be.
Not mind your business.
Not until the next day.
Until the next day.
When my brother maybe I love you, but
I'm sitting this table till everybody's gone. That's the only freaking that,
bring me my pillow and my blanket. I'm sleeping on this table right here.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Oh my god, man. But yeah, they can say he eats too much. There you go. I got people.
Hey, well, don't leave the food on the table. That's all I'm going to say. Don't
and I got Andrex. They're saying, Des caught it.
He caught it. He caught it. That's the ace, the guy we're having the song come out with.
Oh, okay. What's up, man? Welcome. Thank you for watching.
He's watching up, too.
Those of you that are watching right now, all 16 of you, thank you so much, by the way.
Yeah. Don't forget to follow, thank you so much. Yeah.
Subscribe. Hit that little bell on Chew's head, that you'll see it, man. It's right there. It'll wake him up. When he's asleep at home, it's installed inside his brain. So it'll,
unfortunately.
Yeah. So
I wanted it somewhere else.
He really wanted it somewhere else.
Really did. But whatever.
But Yeah, man. Subscribe, follow for our Facebook, Instagram.
Also, if you can share it, it would really help out. Yeah, share it. Yes. With, you know, with friends, family, coworkers.
Yeah,
I just learned on the drive over here that your coworkers, your new coworkers,
my new coworkers didn't know I had a Facebook a live podcast, a super popular
podcast.
I know, dude.
That's chipping away at Joe Rogan's podcast.
That's right.
Slowly,
that's
right, Joe. Let's go.
You, baby, coming for you, baby. No, I'm
not really.
We're like miles away.
No, we're not
like from here to Jupiter. Yeah. Right?
Nah, he watches. He definitely watches.
But yeah, man. Guy, you threw me off there for a minute. But yeah, all you guys that are watching,
good.
Thank you so much for watching. Comment the hearts, the thumbs up. We appreciate it, man. Every week that we are on Thursdays at 7:30. This next week, we will be on a Wednesday night, our Thanksgiving special that we hold every year. We always have a bucket of chicken.
Yes.
If you watch the Thanksgiving episode, we always bring a bucket of chicken and we eat.
Just the skins.
Just the skins. Yep. Make it classy.
Keep it classy.
But yeah, we would love for you guys to tune in next week. That'd be great. But I got more people. I'm just putting stuff that's coming up here. You see, you got Jesse, Andre saying Jesse is a versatile artist, my brother. He's got some great music on the way. Mr. Rodriguez here giving salutes and claps. And then Quez saying, what? Chicken? Yes. Chicken next week.
It's going to happen.
we stopped and got some ice cream.
When the fuck are we getting ice cream?
Oh shit!
Hey, real quick, we're gonna shut up so that you can give us your social medias and everything.
Yeah, give us your social media. There, anywhere they can follow you and subscribe to you and listen to your music, bro.
So you can find me on Spotify, Apple Music at Jesse Garza III. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram at Jesse Garza as well. Jesse Garza 09 on Jesse Garza Golf _Music on TikTok and on Instagram, and Jesse Garza _09 on Snapchat. I post all my stuff on you'll get it on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, on YouTube at Jesse Garza as well. And we got, like I said, a lot of new stuff coming out, and hopefully within the next year, we're back on stage doing some shows. And yeah, I just want to thank you guys. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Hey, you got any Spotify playlists that you recommend or just...
It just depends on your vibe, man.
That's what I mean, goddammit.
Well, for me, I like, I'll listen to like a lot of the same, like Maroon 5. I'll click on a Maroon 5 playlist and it'll go for a while. Or like as far as specific artists, I'll go, like I said, Garth. I'll go Jelly Roll right now. I've been listening to a lot of Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson right now.
Exactly.
Dude. A lot of these artists are probably really hitting right now. And which is, like I said, Jelly Roll, he just got 39-year-old new artist of the year. So I'm barely 30, so that means I got 9 years to go, right? So
You got time, brother. So, you got time and talent, so you'll be there, man.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, guys.
I know you didn't see the pop-up there. We actually have a TV in the back corner where we can see the live feed, which is pretty cool. A new item that we have to the podcast now. But
technology.
I got a great playlist, dude. You know what it's called? It's called Shut Up Chew. That's what it's called.
Hey, Quiz. Hamburguesa. That's all I got to say to you. Hamburger.
You got me hungry.
I think that cuts off of the banana sushi board a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
Right? Yeah.
It loses inches every time you say something, Quiz.
Ooh, that just sounded wrong. That sounded real wrong.
Good.
It sounds like a personal problem over there.
That sounds like a personal problem.
It's cold in there, right? It's cold.
I was in the pool.
Yes, you're losing sushi bowl territory. Every time, Quez. Every time this sushi bowl gets small and small.
It's a game of risk. It's a game of risk right now.
Or it's a game of inches, like.
Oh God, man! Quick, Jesse. Favorite movie?
The Replacements.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Nice.
Favorite comedy movie? The Replacements is a kind of comedy, right?
Yeah, stick with it.
All right. Books. Favorite book you've ever read?
Oh, Harry Potter series. I'm a nerd, brother. I'm a nerd.
You're a Harry brother.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Well, that's with it. Here you go. I got Quest putting a bunch of here. Budo Pinche Joe Flacco.
Yeah, size, cuz.
I don't know what that. That sounds like a personal problem.
It's Shane Falco, no?
I think so.
It's Shane. Joe Falco's the Ravens.
Adrian's saying that you told me "Mamma Mia."
Fun fact, though, I do enjoy a good musical. "Mamma Mia" is just not one of them. So,
what is your favorite musical, by the way?
High School Musical. I'm just kidding.
Well, guys, thank you for watching.
No, I actually saw Hamilton when it came out on the. I don't know if it was on Disney Plus, and I thought that one was fire. So I'll go with Hamilton. Hamilton.
Oh, okay. Oh, Hamilton. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if it was on Disney Plus or where when it was up for a while. It blew my mind, man. That movie.
Musical that I can sit because my wife's a big musical person. She likes watching Phantom of the Opera, Mamma Mia. But the only one I really, really enjoy is Across the Universe.
Universe.
Can't go wrong with the Beatles, that movie. That's like my favorite movie, bro.
Yeah.
And then that's like one of the best musicals. Not to tear out any other musicals. I know your favorite is Cats, but you know.
The fuck is wrong with Cats?
But actually,
it's either Across the Universe or, you know, Grease.
Oh, Grease is also a good one, too.
Yeah.
Bernard is out, man. What's going on here, man? 50 Shades of Grey? What's going on? Hey, PG. PG.
That's not a musical.
It's not really a musical, bro. But Showgirls. Showgirls, a musical, yeah. Showgirls.
There you go. And I got Matthew also saying, he's saying the little mermaid once to me. Hey, there you go.
Oh. Hey, Matt, that was just for me and you, bro.
Tear downs, bro. Dude.
Get off of Mom's Disney Plus.
Oh. No, it's mine. We're a family together. We're a family. It's called it's a all family of us.
For a reason,
it's
sis.
A family plan. I just don't pay for it.
Jesse, you're gonna have to handle your business this next Thanksgiving, yeah. Man.
I got you, guys. We're gonna have to.
What you need to do is to get some liquid courage for
Thanksgiving.
Our sponsor. And by the way, man, guys, just a heads up. If you want to reach out to the Miss Speedy Wheaties, Mitch, she is doing deliveries on this side of the valley over here from Alamo down in West Wall with a Harvard. Look for up on Facebook. Get your mason jar of Petey Wheaties for Thanksgiving, man, because nothing goes good with a nice beer and some Petey Wheaties inside there before or after or during the game. This is something you might want to take in situations.
Absolutely take advantage of this opportunity because Iris doesn't really get a chance to come this side of the valley, you know, very, very often, you know, because she's mainly over here on this side, Weslaco, Alamo, McAllen area.
So. Yeah, she's always on the west side of the valley.
Yeah,
majority of the time. But
take advantage of it. Get your Petey Wheaties. Order it. The sooner the better. And you know, because she's busy. She's a busy woman.
She's very busy, bro.
That Petey Wheaties is flowing.
Yeah, from the small can to the mason to the gallon,
bro. Jesse, have you gotten your gallon yet?
I'm gonna have to. You guys gonna have to put me on game, man. You can just put me on game. I gotta be able to get that.
Maybe now
that I've been on the podcast, you can she can show me some love. You can show me some love and holler at your boy, and I definitely caught me some of that.
You were getting a lot of love today.
Absolutely. that burning sanitizing love.
No, I definitely need that right now. That's for sure.
Say what did you chew do? I like that one.
What's going on?
Thank you. That's a new bumper sticker right there. Do they make
bumper
stickers anymore?
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
A good one.
Buy me 70. I appreciate it. Oh, my gosh. Guys, once again, thank you for watching. All of you that stayed online to watch Mr. Jesse Garza come and have their first with a Chewing New podcast. I know last time he was here, we were shooting shit left and right about the Cowboys and everything. Yeah. But we wanted to get him on here officially and actually get to the center of the Tootsie Pop with Jesse and find out what's the deal going on with him on his side of the world. And I'm glad you came out, man. I mean, unfortunately, it was under this circumstance as far as video-wise, and that's fine. We'll take it any way it comes, man. I mean, anybody that you know, guys, if you're watching, anybody that wants to be part of the Chewing Podcast, be part of the podcast, wants to talk about stuff or their business, artists, or anything to do good to the RGB, hit us up. We'd love to have you as a guest.
Absolutely.
You know, reach out. I mean, if I don't answer, I know Chew has a chance to answer back. He'll probably give you the finger, but, you know, it's with a lot of love.
I'll block the hell out of you. Don't worry. Don't you worry. I like to be on your blocks.
I go, and Quayla saying, I am inviting you to the sushi boat party, Jesse. Look at that. He's already.
Where do I RSVP?
Oh my gosh, here you go.
You know what, man? You go ahead. All right? I know what I'm not wanting.
Man, yeah, that
should be a good episode. We'll probably use our brother's table over there and set up that long sushi boat, and I'll put a camera so we can get all of us, and we'll have a big chit chat while we're eating. It's gonna look gross as hell, but it is what it is. But any last words for us, Jess? You want to say anything to your fans?
I just appreciate them supporting me. It's because of them that I'm here right now with you guys, and you know, just shout out to everybody that's was in the chat, my parents, my sisters, my cousins, fans of ours, you know, just everybody who came and showed some love. And then, you know, to you too, Chew and you, I appreciate y'all having me on, and it was, you know, it was a blessing, and then it was a hell of a time. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show, man. Hey, give us your socials one more time, man, just to dot the I on this.
Yeah.
Gotcha. It's gonna be Jesse Garza III on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. Jesse Garza Golf _music on Instagram and on TikTok, and then Jesse Garza _09 on Snapchat and the other socials, and on Facebook it's just Jesse Garza III, and I have a music page out there. I got my regular page. If you guys want to throw an ad or a follow on all of those, I'd really appreciate it, and I know, you know, everybody that follows me would appreciate it as well. So thank you guys once again. I appreciate that so much.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
One last thing, guys. I just want to say thank you so much. Episode 165. And still counting. We're still alive and kicking here.
3 years in, man, and it just keeps going.
And
it's
hey, and continued success to you guys, man. I love
thank
the podcast.
So much,
and
thank you so much. Continued success look forward for this, to having you on the show again, man.
Yeah, we look appreciate really that. We'll be back on the show soon so we can get you on here and pick at you more.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Anything you want to add?
Yep.
Nobody home. Anyways, guys, once again, thank you very much for watching, and we will see you next week on Wednesday. Oh shoot. Jesse's gone. Jesse said, I'm out this bitch.
What the shit?
Thank you guys.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
All right.
But once again, like I said, thank you for watching, man. We appreciate everybody tuning in every day. I mean, without you guys, it would not be possible for us to continue doing what we're doing. And then Johnny says, I'll probably be on episode 200. Hey. I'm gonna hold you to that. I might hold you to that.
Don't make promises, man.
Don't do that. But guys, once again, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week, Wednesday, 7:30, Thanksgiving episode with me and Quez. And like always, Layers Gators.